I'm Eric Carley. We're at the Great American Trucking Show. And joining us right now, Brett Stalnaker. He is with Progressive Insurance. Brett, welcome back.
Thanks, Eric. It's good to be back. We're excited to be here at GATS. Dallas in August is always beautiful.
You know, it is. We're actually getting a break this year. It's a little bit cooler this week than it has been in late August in Dallas, and we all love that. And now here we are as things are heating up in the trucking industry. Things seem to be chugging right along. Of course, Progressive, a big part of that. For those that don't know, Progressive, the largest commercial insurance provider, is that right?
Yeah, in the truck space, yeah. And the great part about it is we're really focused on the owner-operator segment, so our average fleet size is less than two trucks.
Wow.
We do more federal filings than anybody else in the country.
Yeah.
And it's been great. I've been with Progressive now a little over 13 years, and it's been a lot of fun to work on the truck product, kind of move along, and we're available in all 50 states now. We started writing in Hawaii not that long ago, so
nice.
All 50 states.
Yeah.
It's been a fun ride, and we've been excited to kind of continue to kind of move forward and really do a lot of other things with the trucking industry as well to try and create partnerships with our customers, knowing that sometimes that owner-operator segment is one that gets might get left behind a little bit when there's a lot of things going on.
Sure, sure. Let's talk ELDs. Mm-hmm. Progressive has a really great ELD program. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we know that the ELDs, and this is like I mentioned, we're always trying to think of ways to make things easier on the owner-operator. When you think about it, they're just small business owners that are really trying to not only kind of keep their head above water, trucking goods, managing things, but run the business as well. And we know that the ELD mandate that's coming is kind of a big impact on that business and how they operate. So one of the things that we're excited to do is if you're a Progressive insured customer, we will give you a Keep Truckin' or Rand McNally device, ELD device that'll work for free. And it'll pay the monthly charges for as long as you're insured with Progressive, as long as you're willing to share the data with us. And I think the great part about it is we've got it available now. So if a trucker wants to plug it in, see how it's going to affect their business, keep the paper logs.
Right.
Up to this point, that you're not required to share that ELD data with an inspector. So keep the paper logs, keep running, and just see how it's going to impact your business.
Sure. This is a great way to get ahead of the mandate because we know there's a lot of news and breaking news and updates on the ELD mandate. But we do know that right now you've got a little time to try it out.
Yeah, and I think the good part is I know there's kind of constantly the buzz about does the mandate happen, does it not happen?
Right.
I think the big thing is if there is a delay or anything like that, somebody hasn't spent money on a device in this case. If they get it from us, they can get it, try it, and it's an opportunity that it does provide some other services as well that can help with at least the doing your taxes, kind of managing a lot of those things as well for your IFTAs that'll smooth things out. And I think it's something that even if there is a change, it can really help their business as well.
Other benefits besides, outside of the mandate, other reasons to check it out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Also something going on, of course, we know September is the Truck Driver Appreciation Week happens in September.
Yep.
And it seems like a month long, from a lot of folks that are associated with the industry, it's kind of a month-long endeavor to get the awareness out about what truck drivers do and everything else. But Progressive is focusing on the health of drivers. Tell us about what Progressive will be doing in September.
Yeah, here at GATS, a big focus of ours is really around trucker health. There's a lot of things that we even have in our booth. We've got treadmills in our booth where we're donating money to St. Christopher. For every mile that's walked on the treadmills, there's a 5K later today. But we're also really excited in September, starting September 12th, running for a month long on our truckerterritory.com. There's a contest that you can enter. It's called Cab Cuisine Sweets. Or sweeps, I'm sorry. And the great part about it is there's a lot of recipes out there, things that truckers can cook in their truck that are healthy, that are good meals. But what we're going to give away is we're going to give away truck-designed cooking appliances. So like whether it be crock pots, things like that that are designed to work in your truck, to fit in your truck, along with the $1,200 gift card to a national grocery store chain.
Nice.
That truckers can win. So yeah, I encourage people to get out there and get registered in that and try and take advantage of that, because it's something that I think just goes right along with, we've got a lot of great things, trucker stories on our website. And a lot of the things health related, exercises and stuff. And it just relates to that. And it's a good opportunity to win a pretty neat prize while you're checking out what we have out there.
You know, it's interesting, Brett, watching over the years that I've been doing this over two decades now, on this program alone. And the health initiative has really been a grassroots effort. I know a lot of drivers concerned about what, you know, the government might do in certain areas in regards to driver health. But it really has been, if you look at, you know, the big picture over the years, the brunt of it has come from the drivers and also, you know, people associated with the industry, like this initiative from Progressive, to promote, you know, healthy lifestyles on the road. We understand it's not going to be 100%, but certainly we know some great strides have been made over the years. Why was this important? Why was this initiative important to Progressive?
I think this is one that we kind of constantly look at, and it's really hard on truckers. It's not like I'll get up at 5:30 in the morning, got time to do a workout, go to work where I have that consistent schedule.
Right.
These guys are, it's a crazy schedule. And it's just not something that I think when you go and look at what, you can get this health program or that health program or do this. It just, things aren't designed for kind of that nice or that crazy lifestyle that they may have. And this is like an opportunity there that you can, you know, people are kind of struggling with that lifestyle. They're sitting in a truck all day. It's not like a job where you can get up and do something else while you're at work. You're focused on being safe on the road.
Yeah.
And this is something where we think the truckers, they're getting goods out there. They're helping you and me getting everything to us every day. And this is an opportunity to kind of help them out with some things that are a little more designed for them and for their lifestyle to keep them healthy.
Sure. Another great initiative, another organization I'm proud to be associated with is the St. Christopher Truckers Relief Fund. This is an organization, a nonprofit, that started at a grassroots level and has grown over the years and helped countless drivers when maybe they have to come off the road as a result of some kind of medical condition or injury. And then they have a lot of medical bills that pile up. That's where St. Christopher Fund helps out, and they help the drivers pay their bills while they're off the road in an effort to get them hopefully back on the road. Mm-hmm. And Progressive has stepped up in a really big way. Tell us how.
Yeah, I mentioned that we've got the treadmills in the booth that we're doing donations for the miles walk there. But the other thing is, again, on truckerterritory.com, which is kind of our hub for everything, we, St. Christopher, collaborated with the band Cranford Hollow, and we have a song out there, Keep On Running. So for every download that somebody makes of the song, we're going to donate $1 to the St. Christopher Fund, up to $2,500. And I know that there's even more that we're excited to work with them, and I think this is just one of a few things that we've been doing with them that we kind of want to keep moving forward, because just like you mentioned, it's the opportunity there to help out the truckers that, boy, there could be some people that, you know, week to week, paycheck to paycheck, it's nice to have that opportunity to help people out if something happens, unfortunate, that they could use that help.
Yeah, and we want to mention, for those that are downloading, it's free, correct?
Correct. Yeah, download is free. That's correct.
Yeah.
And then we'll donate $1 for every single download to St. Christopher Fund.
So here we are at the end of August, and we're heading into, you know, people start thinking about the fall. You know, it's back to school time and everything else. But what is it that drivers might need to consider at this time of year, or maybe, you know, between now and the end of the year, in terms of their policies? Is there any kind of review they should be doing, and what are the steps, the basic steps in that review?
Yeah, I think a couple big things that we always encourage people to do. Most policies that people are writing are annual policies, so a 12-month insurance policy. Always good to know when your policy is set to expire or set to renew. And it's always a good opportunity then to maybe quote a couple other companies that are out there just to get a sense of what's going on in the pricing. I know there's been a lot going on in the trucking insurance world over the past few years. It's an industry that is really affected by the economy, and with the economy going as well as it has. We see truckers are driving a lot more miles, which means that insurance rates are, we've seen a lot of people have been getting insurance rate hikes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good opportunity that to get out there and quote a couple different companies. Especially if you're a good safe driver, you're keeping those clean inspections there, you're doing the things you should do, keeping the MVR clean. You could really save some big money. And I know that, we've done a lot more on our end in the, what I would call the professional preferred space to get some lower rates to those drivers. And we're out there with a lot of, independent insurance agents that I'd encourage people to quote us, but quote others as well, because there's definitely companies that specialize in different areas, and we know that insurance is the third largest expense for a trucker after their truck and after their fuel.
Right.
So it's a good way that to put a few more dollars in your pocket if you've been a good, safe trucker out there on the road.
Yeah. It's always great to sit down with you and talk at shows like this, and we know we're going to be able to do that again soon. But if drivers want to learn more about everything we talked about and more about Progressive, where do they go?
ProgressiveCommercial.com is where they can go to, you can get out there, get a sense of what your rates might be. Also provides a lot of information about coverages. If you're looking at your policy and you don't even know what a coverage is or what it covers, get out there. We've got the information out there that explains that. And then truckerterritory.com. Like I mentioned, there's a lot of really neat stuff there. We've got some testimonials from truckers. You get some that tell you why they got into the industry. You get some tear jerkers out there.
Yeah.
There's some funny stuff.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of a cool area to get out there. Recipes, exercises, a lot of things that we think kind of will help or kind of are made to fit with the trucker's lifestyle.
Sure. Brett, always great talking to you. Have a great show. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Eric.